Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, Bob Marley and the Wailers. What's going on, world? It's your boy, the S to the A to the V to the A to the N to the N to the A to the H to the B to the L to the A to the C to the K for cool baby. What's going on? My subject for the day is your preacher a pimp? Is he your pimp? Now I know people say, damn, there he go again. messing with the preacher, man. Touch not thy anointed. Touch not my anointed. But I want to ask you this right here. When our offering plate, collection plate, come around in a circle, and you know that tomorrow is the past due date, that's past due, the past due on that light bill or that car note, do you take and you put in the required amount of tithe money? I'm saying he might have a sermon that particular day that goes like, you know, I can't do a preacher voice real good, but this is how they sound. You know, God just now gave me a message. He said that if somebody in here that's worrying about that bill not being paid tomorrow, but he said, if you pay $100 sow a seed offering, then you won't have to worry about that bill. He will bring it back to you tenfold. You feel like he's talking to you? Because for one split second, he caught your eye when you was looking up. So what do you do? I'm saying you was out of church, and you know, most of my listeners, they black. So, black person, if you're in a church and the preacher talking about, you know, God said to me that somebody in here worrying about that child going to court, but he going to be all right. Now, you inside a black church with 200 or more people. How many people do you really think out of that church is he talking to when he's talking about not having enough money to pay the bills or a child being in jail? Even if you're talking about a house getting foreclosed, car getting repossessed, health problem. You know why? The Spirit came to me and say that somebody in here with some diabetes gonna be healed this evening, but they need to put a little extra money in. Sow a seed. Oh, he talking about my grandmama. My grandma got diabetes. My grandma got the gout foot. Fuck this motherfucking. That's how y'all say. Fuck this motherfucking car note. Fuck this goddamn house insurance. This mortgage. Fuck this college wishing for me to go back to school and hire my education. Let me get the preacher this money because he's talking about me. Touch not my anointed. Then the basket come around. Then the basket come around again. You know we supposed to be renting some porta potties to have every third Sunday delivered at the church. Because you know a lot of us, we don't have no good bladders. See if y'all can put a little something extra inside a collection plate here. You give a little something to that. Then he have a public speaker come. Some speaker come. And he capitalized. He might be prophesying and saying something. And whatever he's saying, not too far from what the preacher already said or what the preacher gonna say. And you're like, oh, shit. The prophet talking to me. Basket come back around again. Oh, can y'all just bless Brother Roberts or Sister Roberts with a little bit of extra cheese in Jesus' name? Here you go. You put in the basket again. Today is my wife's birthday. Here go the basket again. You put in it again. I married her because we were born on the same day. Uh-oh. It's his birthday, too. So you have to come out the pocket again. And you know I love y'all, and I know y'all love me. Here go again. The basket come around again. This time for the love offering. Then, here been to say a sermon that touched you so much, because like I said, he used statistics. He run the statistics game. You know, and you might can't give, but you have to give. Especially when you read Malachi 3-7, the 3-9. And it says, from the days of your fathers you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me and I will return to you, say the Lord of hosts. But you say, how shall we return? And I say to you, like God said to me, will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, baby. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to Malachi 3-9. And because you ain't bringing me my money, I'm going to tell you like this right here. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me. The whole damn nation of you are cursed, says I, through the word of your Lord Jesus Christ, about you holding out on my money. Pimp, preach out. Man, y'all crack me up. Then, on top of that, to join the church, right? You got to have what they call a W-2 form. Mandatory. For they can know how to deduct your tithes. And matter of fact, even when you get that income tax return, baby, he wanted his money out there too. Pimping since pimping, been pimping since pimping, been pimping. But what if I was to tell you that you are God? Yeah. Not the uppercase G, but the lowercase G. I'm going to read the Psalms that I hold dear to my heart. Whenever somebody come and try to take away my rights and inheritance on this plane of existence that we live in. When somebody come and try to say, God gonna send you to hell. I always say, hey, hold up for a minute. Let me pull up the Psalms 82. Because if you saying God gonna send me to hell, then nigga, what you trying to tell me? You about to do something to me? God? But Psalms 82 go, God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment amongst the gods. Ooh, God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment amongst the gods. How can God? Hold on. Then it says, how long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the weak and fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. Hold on. That right there was Psalms 82:5. It says, the gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like male mortals, and you will fall like every other ruler. Rise, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. Now, the preacher never read that shit. The preacher would not read Psalms 82. Because he know, for him to tell you that is him signing a damn death warrant, basically, on his church. But he'll read that Psalms 105 and 15. Do not touch my anointed ones and do not harm my prophets. See, that's that shit he like to say over and over again to kind of get you scared. But since we're going to the Bible right quick, I'm going to go in here. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump back out. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to jump back out. So we at 1 Timothy 3 and 1, baby. And let me read this right here to you. It says, it is a trustworthy statement. If any man aspires to the office of overseer, it is a fine work he desires to do. An overseer, when they say overseer, that's old school word. They're talking about a pastor, a preacher. An overseer then must be above reproach. Yeah. The husband of one wife. Yeah. Temperate. Yeah. Prudent. Yeah. Respectable. Yeah. Hospitable. Yeah. Able to teach, not addicted to wine, or pugnacious. And that right there mean, you know, pugnacious, that is like drugs, you know, poutine, you know, the bad stuff, baby. But gentle, peaceable, free from the love of money. Hold up. Now, there's a couple of things in here. I bet you your preacher don't fit 100% into the whole full scale of things on this right here. An overseer then must be above reproach. Mr. Preacher, can I talk? Nope. Don't got time. The husband of one wife. Okay, he has one wife. If he have a wife, because you know the new churches, they come out with these single pastors, because he don't want no side chick, you know, coming through trying to mess up what he got, you know, so he just go ahead and just go straight for the gusto. So, an overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife. Most preachers I know, they have a first lady. And the first lady I'm talking about is not the wife. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Sister Johnson, Sister Jones, Sister Jenkins, Sister Jackson. I'm just using those names. Sister Williams, Sister Willis, Sister Wallace. Sister Sarah, Sister James. Y'all know her. That one that act just like the first lady, but she's not the first lady. But she is the first lady. The one who the preacher knocking off. Not only is he knocking her off, but he knocking somebody else off and knocking somebody else off. And y'all go sit in that church and y'all know y'all have proof that this man is committing adultery. Do y'all see anything about it? Nope. Y'all just passing them along around the rumor mill in y'all church with all kind of other rumoristic stuff that's going on and don't say nothing about nothing. Y'all say, who am I to judge? Why look at the speck inside his eye when I got a plank in mine, baby? That's y'all thing y'all do. Just not be responsible. Not to do your work as God's. It's just sad. Now I want to ask you this right here. Who told you that if you didn't have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you was going to go to hell? The preacher? Okay. Who else? Your mama. Oh, okay. Well, who told your mama that? If you didn't have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you can go to hell. Your grandmama? Okay, and granddaddy. And who told them? Great-grandmama and great-granddaddy. Okay. And who told them? Who told them that if they had Jesus Christ, their personal Lord? Oh.
their mama and daddy. So great grandmama and great granddaddy, mama and daddy. Okay. And who told them that if they didn't have Jesus Christ, their personal Lord and Savior, that they was going to go to hell? Oh, their mama and their daddy. So you mean to tell me great-grandmama and great-granddaddy, grandmama and granddaddy told them that? Okay. Shit, I think we get a little warm. Okay. Well, who told them that if they didn't have Jesus... Oh. The master. Mr. Cracker Man. The Cracker told them that they had to accept this religion called Christianity. When they gave them new names, gave them new social identities, they also gave them a new religion and told them that they had to, accept this religion. Suppose they didn't. Now, we've seen Roots, what happened at Roots. When young Kuta Kinte got strung up, and they told him to accept the name Toby, and he didn't want to do it, they beat the shit out of Kuta Kinte. They asked him again. They beat the shit out of Kuta Kinte. And asked him again. They beat the shit out of Kuta Kinte. And asked him one more time. And you know what he said? My name Toby, baby. Just so he would not damn whip no more. So the same way he had to accept the name of Toby, it's the same way that your great, 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 great grandparents had to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. If they didn't, they got the shit beat out of them. Someone probably said, all right, I'll tell you what. All right. My name is Lashinga. You want to change it to Lucy? I go with that. But I'm not going to let you take my... All right. I accept Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. Tow their ass up. And it hurt them even speaking and practicing their religion. They beat the hell out of them. So what they had to do was incorporate certain aspects of the religion into the Christianity, which is the shouting, and which is certain praise dances that they do, all Africanly influenced. But the religion itself of Christianity is not our thing. It tells a deeper story, but the story they tell and the names that's given, how they say on Law and Order, all names, people and events have been changed. You know what I'm saying? This is not based on the true story type things. You know what I'm saying? See, they changed a lot of stuff around. But your preacher, you look at him with that mason ring on his hand. He knows this right here. But he's a pimp, baby. He don't give a fuck about that. Only thing he is concerned about is his money. That's all he's concerned about. He's concerned about living good, driving sharp. I'm talking about this nigga don't do no work. He done fucked about 5 or 6 women in that church, y'all know. And if you don't know 5 or 6, you might know 1 or 2. I bet your mama know 3 or 4. And if your mama don't know 3 or 4, I bet your grandma know 5 or 6. And she might be one of them. Pimping, baby. That's all it is. But see, the reason I come hard on y'all Christians and y'all accepting this old fake-ass religion called Christianity as your own, touch not thy, my anointed, is because I mind my business, I don't mess with nobody. Then the first thing you want to ask me is what religion I am. As soon as I tell you I'm not none, the first thing you want to tell me is that I'm going to hell. Something bad going to happen to me. See, that's when you throw wood on the fire. Matter of fact, gasoline on top of the wood, on top of the fire. A blowtorch, baby. And that's why I have to go off on y'all ass and let y'all know, all right, Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian, since you want to try to condemn me and send me to hell, who gave you the religion that you got? Only thing y'all doing is regurgitating something that the white man, yes, the cracker gave y'all. Well, you know, he had feet of brass. And he had wool. Who? Shit. The pictures don't say that. The ones that you had growing up don't say that. You might have one inside your house now that says that. But the one that's implanted inside your mind when you close your eyes, I tell you what, close your eyes and say, Jesus, tell me the first thing you see. Cracker. What were you before you came to the shores of America? Matter of fact, the ones who were in America, what were you before they came and took and put you in captivity and made you a slave? What were you honoring? Your ancestors, the gods of the earths. Where the fuck does Jesus thing come from? The cracker. Y'all falling out for what? The cracker. Who y'all love and who y'all master? The preacher, then the cracker. But the preacher master is the cracker. So therefore, the master. Y'all love white people so much. Y'all love that church thing so much. But the body is the temple. I say, the body is the temple. Oh, I got to get to church. Oh, I'm going to pay my tithe, girl. Broke. Preacher riding around good. Nigga don't pay no taxes. He can't wait the refund time come. Because your refund is his refund. Tell me what type of miraculous things this man can do. My preacher can prophesy. Yeah. He can sell them damn dinners. I have Sister Jones, one of his old hoes, to sell the dinners. To raise money for somebody's bills. Man, you know what? I wish I had more time to get into this right here. But luckily for you, time is not allowed. But until next time, and it will be a part two to this, peace, baby.
In the beginning it was Adam, A-T-O-M. I am the Higgs, sign, meaning that I was there way before him. I kick logic, science, astrological, and I'll be fitting you a verse. Feel like you got me fucking with me, you the first. But